Welcome to the UUSM Connections Podcast, a podcast devoted to how Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo connect to our beloved community. I'm your host, Jack Brennan, Connections at UUSM. Our guest today is Liz Vasquez. Liz is our new congregational administrator. She just started on December 8th, and she's learning the ropes with Kate right now. Liz is a San Francisco native and currently studies business management at the City College of San Francisco. She's passionate about learning and growing in both her academic and professional pursuits. Liz loves animals, golfing, hiking, traveling, and trying out new restaurants, as well as cooking, exploring new places, and spending time outdoors when she can. Liz, welcome to the Connections Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Jack. I'm excited about today's interview.
I'm so glad that you're at UUSM as our new administrator. We'll talk about that a little later, but right now I want to flesh out your bio a little. Tell our listeners about your family, however you define that.
I have two older siblings. I'm the youngest of two. We are all super close, even though we are all very far apart in age. My parents, we have close relationships with. My mother's originally from Mexico, so we have a lot of culture in the household, a lot of great food, and a lot of traveling to visit family. So that's some home life.
Nice. What were you like as a little kid? What did you love doing? What did you dislike when you were little?
Yeah, I was a little rascal. I was super curious. I was super energetic. I love playing. I love exploring things. My mother recalls me opening the kid gate, you know, like those gates that keep you from going down the stairs or going into another room. I, at a very early age, would open them and close them. And yeah, she just mentions that I was super, super curious. Yeah.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to SF McAteer Academy High School in San Francisco.
What kind of a high school is it?
It was a really small high school. We weren't very big. We were merged with another high school called Soda Academy. So they were a arts academy for kids that were into theater, music. Yeah, so we were super small community, but all got along very well. Yeah.
When you were in high school, what did you see yourself doing down the road?
From an early age, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really wanted to work with animals somehow, specifically be a vet. But as I got older, that changed, of course, throughout time. I really got into wanting to become an entrepreneur, learn how to manage a business in the future. Yeah, and finding a passion that aligns well with me. I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah. All right. Did you work a job while you were in high school?
I did. I worked at a retail store. I worked selling shoes and clothes. So I got firsthand experience working with people side by side, yeah, and engaging with a lot of the community. And that's where I learned a lot of tools that I use today.
Nice. When did you graduate from high school?
Yeah, so I graduated 2022.
All right. What have you done in terms of working since then?
I was able to work a couple internships. Previously, I had worked with a nonprofit, an after-school program aimed at supporting displaced younger girls, girls that were part of the foster youth care, as well as helping them in after-school activities, whether they were extracurricular or tutoring, helping with homework, keeping them engaged outside of their home life. Those were one of my very first experiences out of high school. And then I was able to also work for a nonprofit called Mission Hiring Hall. And essentially what I did there was support recruiting people to join our programs. So we had programs that help folks find jobs, whether they were displaced or coming back from serving time in jail, coming back and reintegrating themselves into society. And yeah, just help supported that process. And
Great.
then I'm here now.
When did you start college?
I started college late 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's been your favorite class so far?
So far, I have had two favorite classes actually out of a handful of classes I've been taking. My first favorite class has been architecture. So in that class, I was able to learn about different materials, different methods of building, and different cultural ways of building, which is super interesting because here in the US, we may build things differently as somewhere in Egypt or in South Africa or whatnot. And that was super interesting. And then for my second favorite class was Introduction to Public Speaking. So I had to get up in front of 30 people I did not know and just talk it
Yeah.
away and give a speech of something. And yeah, and you got to get over your fears of stuttering, not knowing what to say. It was super interesting. Yeah.
Great. Tell me about your interest in golf. How long have you been playing, and what do you like about it? Are you good at it?
I'm no pro by any means. I do it more just for the fun of it. I've been golfing for about a year now. Not
Ah,
very long,
yeah.
but I like it. It's super fun, and yeah, it's more about engaging with my friends and stuff.
What's your favorite place to hike?
There's this really nice location in San Francisco. So it's called Sutro Baths. And it's right on the coast of Ocean Beach. And it's very beautiful. It's this very secluded cliff. And there's a bunch of trees, and the view is amazing. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge in the distance. It's beautiful. Yeah.
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 How did you find out about the job opening at UUSM?
So I was looking around for a new opportunity and I found the job posting online and I read the description and I really liked what UUSM does. I thought it was great and I wasn't very versed on what the religion was itself or the community was itself. So I took a peek and read furthermore about it and really interested my soul, and I felt connected to the beliefs overall and the sense of community. I felt like aligned very well as well. And yeah, I had previous experience as well for what you guys were looking for, and I thought it was a great match.
So you have some office management experience?
Yeah, office out of experience, some management coordination.
Good, great, wonderful. You just started, but you're sort of in a training cycle right now, which must feel a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm learning the ropes, as you mentioned. Kate, she's been a great guide and great coach so far, and she's just trying to teach me everything. It's a lot. It's a lot because with this role, you're basically overseeing a little bit
Yeah.
of everything, right? So keeping me busy, and I'm trying to adapt and I really do look forward to becoming acclimated
Yeah.
and for the next couple of months and weeks. So that's my overall goal too. And yeah, I'm just learning a lot and it's great. Yeah.
Good, good. Well, all right, we're gonna end this the way we end almost every podcast with some quick hitters. So I'm going to ask you a quick question. You give me an answer. You can take time with your answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What sound instantly stresses you out?
Let's see. The alarm clock in the
The
morning.
alarm clock.
The alarm clock stresses me out.
So you wake up every day stressed out.
No, not stressed out, but oh my goodness, that time of day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that. I get it. What's the best advice you ever got?
Best advice. I think it'd have to be it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. I think that's a great one because sometimes we get caught up about the end goal and we don't think about what it takes to get there. Yeah.
It's true. If you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I really like pasta and seafood, so it'd have to be one of the two, I guess.
Pasta with seafood.
Yeah, shrimp Alfredo. Give it to me.
That's a good one. What's the best concert you've ever attended?
I recently seen this artist. Her name is Callie Uchis. She's a young Mexican American artist, and she's great. I love her music and her aesthetic, and she made a great performance. Yeah.
Wonderful. What's your favorite thing about yourself?
Favorite thing would be that I'm very hopeful and I try to see the brighter things and the good things in situations overall. Yeah.
Good. That's good. What fragrance do other people like that you can't stand?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Maybe like that pumpkin spice smell that comes around. Yeah, that comes around like this time of year. I like the taste of pumpkin spice by not the smell. Like those scented candles, you walk into Bath and Body and it's like the first thing that hits you is a super strong cinnamon smell. I can't do it, but
Okay.
it was
All
great. Yeah.
right. That's good. What genre of music have you just never been able to get into?
I feel like this question was hard for me because I like many genres of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like rock, I like some hip hop, some techno or R&B. It really doesn't matter. Yeah.
Country.
I like country. I love country, Spanish country, English country, name it. I like it. Yeah,
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
What ingredients will ruin a dish for you?
I think too much pepper. Too much pepper or too much ginger.
Mm.
Too much of it. I've tasted some stuff that had too much of it. Yeah.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. What fictional place do you wish you could visit?
I thought about this one and instantly Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory came to my mind.
Oh, wow.
Candyland
Great
type
one.
of scenario. Yeah.
That is a great one. Yeah,
Yeah.
that is a good answer to that question.
Yeah.
Where would you hide out during a zombie apocalypse? Because it's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. So.
Yeah. No, that's a great question. I'm thinking somewhere secluded with a lot of water surrounding me, maybe like a lighthouse. Yeah, lighthouse somewhere super far, secluded.
Smart. No, that's smart. That's a good one. Yeah. What instantly puts you in a good mood?
Turning on some good music to set the mood, or spending time with my family. Yeah.
Good. Well, all right. Thanks, Liz. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me for the UUSM Connections podcast.
Yeah, I thank you for having me, and these were all super great questions.
It wasn't so hard, was
No.
it? Many thanks, as always, to our listeners. And welcome, Liz. Keep making connections. All right, that's it. We're out.
Cool.